was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nick would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a nap. Such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter, and what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger on the side of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Then I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Happy Christmas to all, and to all, good night.
There. King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest
the day
gifts we bring
of glory.
See the day
when living peace away.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. For my child and your child too.
You'll
see the day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
On Christmas Eve, a young boy with light in his eyes looked deep into Santa's, to Santa's surprise, and said as he nestled on Santa's broad knee, "I want your secret. Tell it to me." He leaned up and whispered in Santa's good ear, "How do you do it? Year after year. I want to know how, as you travel about, giving gifts here and there, you never run out. How is it, dear Santa, that your pack of toys, you have plenty for all of the world's girls and boys, stay so full, never empties, as you make your way from rooftop to rooftop, to homes large and small, from nation to nation, reaching them all?" And Santa smiled kindly and said to the boy, "Don't ask me hard questions. Don't you want a toy?" But the child shook his head, and Santa could see that he needed the answer. "Now listen to me," he told the small boy with a light in his eyes. "My secret will make you sadder and wise. The truth is, my sack is magic inside. It holds millions of toys for my Christmas Eve ride. Although I do visit each girl and each boy, I don't always leave them a gaily wrapped toy. For some homes are hungry, some homes are sad, some homes are desperate, some homes are bad, some homes are broken, and children there grieve. Those homes I visit, but what should I leave? My sleigh is filled with the happiest stuff, but for homes where disappear lives, toys aren't enough. So I tiptoe in, kiss each girl and boy, and pray with them they will be given the joy of the spirit of Christmas, the spirit that lives in the heart of the dear child who gets not, but gives. If only God hears me and answers my prayer, when I visit next year, what will I find there? Are homes filled with peace and with giving and love, and boys and girls gifted with light from above? It's a very hard task, my smart little brother, to give toys to some and to give prayers to others. But the prayers are the best gifts indeed, for God has a way of meeting each need. That's part of the answer. The rest, my dear youth, is that my sack is magic, and that is the truth. In my sack I carry on Christmas Eve day more love than a Santa could ever give away. The sack never empties of love or of joys, 'cause inside it are prayers and hopes not just toys. The more that I give, the fuller it seems, because giving is my way of fulfilling dreams. And so, do you know something? You've got a sack too. It's as magic as mine, and it's inside of you. It never gets empty. It's full from the start. It's the center of lights and of love. It's your heart. And if on this Christmas you want to help me, don't be so concerned with the gifts neath your tree. Open that sack called your heart and share your joy, your friendship, your wealth, your care. The light in the small boy's eyes was glowing. Thanks for the secret. I've got to be going. Wait, little boy, said Santa. Don't go. Will you share? Will you help? Will you use what you know? And just for a moment, the small boy stood still, touched his heart with his small hand, and whispered, I will.
Thank you. peace.